has joined.
Good morning.
Morning.
We will begin with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kuchabri Hu Ishkin Day Bitkilu. Urkinu Utkilu, Utkilu Urkibu. Leachta L'shem Yud He Bavate. The Yichud Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael.
Has joined.
Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Today we will be studying the third aliyah of Parashat Truma. The third aliyah begins at Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, and completes at chapter 26, verse 14. This is a total of 24 verses, and we know that the number 24 connects to the hours in the day. It actually connects to 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. Together they total 24, but it's actually the idea of the duality, day and night, light and dark, male and female. We will begin with verse 31. Uyasita menorat zahav tahor miksha te'aseh hamnora yireka v'kana kevi'echa kaftoreha ufrachecha mimena yiyu. Beshisha kanim yotim mitzideha shelosha kenei menorah mitzida haya echad ushlosha kenei menorah mitzida hasheni Shalosha gevim meshukadim bakane ha'echad kaftor waferach ushlosha gevim. Meshukadim bakane ha'echad kaftor wakbarach kein l'sheshet bakanim ha'yotim min ha'menorah u'il v'amnorah arba'ah Gavim Meshukadim Kaftoreha Ufracheha Vekaftor Tachat Shenei Hakanim Mimena Ukaftor Tachat Shenei Hakanim Mimena wekaftor tachat shenei hakanim mimena l'sheshet hakanim hayotzim min hamenorah kaftorehem uknotam Mimena yiyu kula miksha achat zahav tahor. We Sita et ne roteha Shiva vehela et ne roteha veheir al ever ameha Umalkaheha Umachtoteha Zahav tahor kik park zahav tahor yase ota et koha kelim haile ure waase betav mitam asherata mare bahar Ved ha-mishkan, ta'aseh eser yireot shesh, mashzar ut kelet. V'argaman v'tola'at shani kerubim. Ma'aseh hoshev ta'aseh otam, orech hayriya. Ha'achat shemoneh v'ezrim ba'ama v'rochav arba ba'ama ha'iriyah ha'echat mida'achat l'kol ha'iriyot chamesh ha'iriyot tihyena chovrodisha elachota v'chamesh yiriyot chovrot isha elachota v'asita lul ot tekelet al sefat ariyah Mikata bacho baret, v'kein ta'ase bishpat, ha'iriyah ha'kitzona, b'amak beperet ha'shenit, ha'mishim lulaot, ta'ase Vachamishim lulai lulaot ta'ase bikse hariyah asher b'machperet hashenit mapilot halulaot isha elachota V'asita ha-mishim Karse zahav v'chibarta Et ha-riyot Isha elachota Bakrasim v'chaya ha-mishkan Echad V'asita yiriyot Izim li ohel Al ha-mizbkan ashtey esrei yiriyot ta'aseh otam Orech ha-iriyah ha-achat shloshim ba'ama v'rochav Arba ba'ama ba'ama ha-iriyah ha-echat Mida achat liashte esrei yiriyot v'chabarta echamesh hayriyot levad b'et shesh hayriyot levad b'kapalta et hayriyah Ashishit El mul b'nei Sita Amishim Lulaot Alsefat Hairia Ha'echat Achitsona Bahovaret Vachamishim Lulaot Alsefat Hairia Ha'chovaret Hashemit Weasita Karse Nechoshet Hamishim Veheveta Ed Hachrasim Balulaot Vehibarta Ed Haohel Vehaya Echad Veseracha Odev Veriot Haohel Hatsi Haria Haodefet Israch al-Achore ha-Mishkan Ve-Hama mi-Ze-Ve-Ha-Ama mi-Ze-Ba-Odef Ve-Yorech Yiriot Ha-Ohel Yihi-Yeseruah Al-Tidei Amishkan mize umize lekasoto weasita miksela ohel orot elim meadamim umikse orot techashim milmala. That completes the Hebrew reading. And the English translation, beginning with verse 31. And you shall make a menorah of pure gold. The menorah shall be made of hammered work, its base and its stem, its goblets, its knobs and its flowers shall all be one piece with it. And this is where Moshe did not understand how to create a menorah from one piece. And Hashem went through a number of iterations of how of teaching him until he actually showed him the process of creating the one piece. Verse 32. And six branches coming out of its sides, three menorah branches from its one side, and three menorah branches from its second side. Three decorated goblets on one branch, a knob and a flower, and three decorated goblets on one branch, a knob and a flower. So for the six branches that come out of the menorah. And on the stem of the menorah shall be four decorated goblets, its knobs and its flowers. And a knob under the two branches from it, and a knob under the two branches from it, and a knob under the two branches from it. So for the six branches that come out of the menorah. Their knobs and their branches shall all be one piece with it, all of it shall be one hammered mass of pure gold. And you shall make its lamps seven, and he shall kindle its lamps, so that they shed light toward its face. This is also a verse that's rather difficult to understand, because what is the shedding light toward its face mean? Is the face the center? Is the face forward from the direction of the person looking at the light? Or is it from the direction of the light to the person? What is the meaning of face in this context? And its tongs and its scoops shall be of pure gold. He shall make it of a talent of pure gold with all these implements. Now see and make according to their pattern, which you are shown on the mountain. And this is the last step that Hashem had to show Moshe so he would understand how the menorah was to be created, to be formed. Chapter 26, verse 1. And the Mishkan you shall make out of 10 curtains, consisting of twisted fine linen, and blue, purple, and crimson wool. A cherubim design of the work of a master weaver you shall make them. The length of one curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of one curtain shall be 4 cubits. The same measure for all the curtains. So the length of the curtain was 10 times 28 cubits, or 280 cubits. Verse 3, 5 of these curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. And you shall make loops of blue wool on the edge of one curtain that is at the edge of the first set, and so shall you do on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. This is how the curtains are joined together. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set. The loops shall correspond to one another. And you shall make 50 golden clasps, and you shall fasten the curtains to one another with the clasps. So shall the Mishkan become one. And then you shall make curtains of goat hair for a tent over the Mishkan. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of one curtain, 4 cubits, the same measure for the 11 curtains. 11 curtains times 30 cubits is 330 cubits. And you shall join the 5 curtains . My computer did its jumping and other problems, and now it's back. So we'll see where we were. And you shall join the five curtains by themselves, and the other six curtains by themselves, and you shall fold the sixth curtain before the front of the tent. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain, which is at the edge of the first set, and 50 loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. And you shall make 50 copper clasps. You shall bring the clasps into the loops, and you shall fasten the tent together so that it will become one. And the overhanging excess in the curtains of the tent, half of the extra curtain shall hang over the rear of the Mishkan. And the cubit from here and the cubit from there of the excess in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the Mishkan from here and from there to cover it. And you shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of tahash skins above. We mentioned yesterday what the tahash animal is thought about, because nobody really knows what the tahash animal is. But many people, many sages say it's the unicorn. And that's the completion of the reading. Does anybody have any question? So we are on page 10 of chapter 4 of the Perek Shirah. And the last item on page 10 is the fly, the zivuv. Zivuv omer, b'sha'ah sha'ein Yisrael, oskim ba'torah, kol omer, kira v'yamar, ma echra, kol habasar ha'atzir v'kol hazdo k'tzitz, Asade Yavish Klai Hatir Navel Tzitz Udvar Eloheinu Yakum Leolam Bore Niv Sifataim Shalom Shalom Laraho Karov amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Urfativ. These are a number of verses that come from Isaiah. The fly, when Israel is not busying itself with Torah, is saying, the voice said, call out. And he said, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its grace is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of Hashem shall endure forever. I shall create a new expression of the lips. Peace. Peace for him who is far off and for him who is near, says Hashem, and I will heal him. Why did God create flies? To praise him with these verses. What are these verses saying? That even though you're not studying Torah, even though that you're far from Hashem, And you tend to wither away, and your flowers fade, and your grass withers, which is another polite word for a slow process of dying. Even though all of that happens, Hashem is still going to heal us. He is going to give us different expressions to say that will heal us. Why was the fly chosen to be this messenger of these praises? We have to understand the purpose of the fly in creation. The fly seems to be an animal that, an insect that disturbs people, that distracts their concentration. The purpose of the fly is to teach you patience, to allow yourself to stay focused on the Torah you're studying, rather than be disturbed and move away from the Torah. It helps you grow your attention span. We're out of time. Does anybody have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, there are 3-4 classes today. Our 11 o'clock class will continue the study of the book of Joshua. And the 4:30 class is a deep Zohar class. And the 7 o'clock class is the Tikkuni Zohar, or perhaps I believe there's an Ari on Purim that is upcoming, so we may use that again. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day, a wonderful afternoon, and much peace and happiness, Shalom Gadol, in your life. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.